Hey, E, do you know which way you're going? Hi, James from Ingsved. Today I'm going to teach you demonstratives. These words you have to know. They're sort of like articles. And if those two words you're going, what is he talking about? This lesson definitely is for you. Okay? So an article is a baseline when it's a or the. And they're used to describe things. The demonstratives are sort of like, this pen. See this pen? It's not a pen. It gives direction. A demonstrative points to something. And I'm going to teach you the four words we use to point to something that tells us time and distance. Okay? Let's go to the board. So the demonstratives we're going to talk about are this, that, these, and those. And we're going to use it to use distance, number, and time. I'll show you how. When we want to talk about something that's close to us, and that's the basic essence of these words, it's about something being near or far. Okay, and I'll show you how we can use that idea of near, which is close, and far, to talk about time, distance, and number. Now, distance. If something is close to you, like right beside you, you're going to say this. Okay? Notice how it's the circle is underneath, so I say this pen. The pen is going to be close to me in my hand, or I can actually touch it, this, all right? Now, when I use the word that is far away. Notice the arrow goes away? That is that. So we can say this is for things near or close to us, while that is for things far or away from us. And that's how we used it. In distance. How far is it to my house? My house is that way. I'm just going to say it's a distance away. Or is this your house? And the house is probably right in front of me. Distance, far or close. Now, we're talking about far or close. Let's move to the next thing. You notice I have one or I have many. That's because we want to be able to use these words to talk about things that are in the ones. So, this or that is for single things, okay? While these, and these are the plural words, or those are for plurals. So this marker, or if I were to do this and go these markers, because they're far away, that would tell you distance, right? Those markers are far away. These markers are with me. Notice they are multiple or many. Or, just in case you didn't see the beautiful color choices I have, and you say, why only blue or black when you have orange or red? Another day. Or, this marker that's close to me, or that marker far away. So we can use this to tell us there is more than one single object or more than one object. So we've covered distance and we've covered number. Really interesting words, simple, but full of information. So much so that we can actually use these words to talk about time. Time. Pocket watch. Time. How can this talk about time? We know it talks about distance. Well, it has the same idea. You remember I said this is near? Well, when we talk about this, right, we're saying this. We're saying present tense. So this time I'm going to do it right now, present tense. But if we want to talk about the future or the past, we can use that. So someone could say to you, do you remember that time when we went to the beach? That's in the past, because that is far away from us, not now. So we can use our demonstrative to talk about time, and we can use it for the past or the present. I can use it for the future in saying, hey, I can't wait for our trip to Florida. That will be fun. That's not now. It's in the future, right? Or I can say, this is the best time of my life, and I'm talking about right now. So by using this and that, these and those, we can talk about, well, distance for this and that. We can talk about time using that or this. And we can use about number. These are those. Cool? So you use demonstratives to talk about three different things. And it's really four words. Not so bad, huh? Now, I'm hoping you got a greater understanding of these words if you didn't before. If you're new, you probably just learned them from me and you want to look at a lesson on articles to make a more complete lesson so you get the full idea of how we use these words to talk about our world. And if you've, you're a senior student, I'm going to try and give you a little something right now to give more depth to your learning. Now, so if you want to, because if you're new, you might get confused with this and these, those and that. See the SE on the end here? There's SE here, SE here. Think of it means some extra. Some meaning many, right? It's a little trick to help you remember so you don't get confused with this or these, that or those. I know it can be difficult, but that trick should help you. So SE means some extra, and that extra is more. Cool? Now, a second little bonus I want to give you. This is for you senior students. This is called a demonstrative. But if we want to make this an adjective, give it adjective form, right? What we do is we'll do something like this. Sorry. This coat. Okay? And by adding this with coat, we're describing the coat because it's saying the coat is close to us. So we've changed it from a demonstrative to this thing to describing the coat. Because where's the coat? Close to me, or that coat, far away. So we've given it an adjective function. See, I told you stick around, I'll give you a little something. Speaking of giving you a little something, I like to make sure that when you learn something, we test it so you know for sure when you walk away, you've actually learned it, or maybe you should watch it again, all right? So let's do that now. Are you ready? Okay, so to me, you haven't learned something unless it gets tested, right? So it's like going to the UFC. Wah-ah! Can you beat him with your dragon power? All right, but we're not that crazy. We're just going to check on our demonstratives. Let's see what you've learned and how well you've learned it. Okay, so the first one says, I like this shirt. If you remember on the bonus section, I told you you can change it from a pronoun to an adjective. So is this a demonstrative as in the pronoun, or is it a demonstrative adjective? Take a second, think about it. Let's see if you get it right. Okay. Well, remember I said, if you said this by itself, it's a pronoun, right? This is a shirt that I like, but it doesn't. It said, I like this shirt. This is describing the shirt, telling me that the shirt is close to me, so it's an adjective. We've changed it from just a pronoun to being an adjective, all right? What about the next one? That car is very fast. That car is very fast. I'm asking a different question here. When I say that, am I saying the car? Am I pointing to something close to me or far away, moving away from me? Which one will it be? Okay, that car, it's far away. I can't touch it. Remember, we talked about distance. Distance, it's far away because it's that car. And yes, you might have said, oh, look, it's the adjective. I wasn't asking that. In this case, I'm trying to say how we can use demonstratives to give extra information. Sure, it's describing the car. Sorry, wrong sentence. But what I'm trying to talk about is the distance, right? So we're using this to talk about the car is away from me and I have to point at it for you. And now you can see the value of using demonstratives. Because saying the car is fast, where is it? Is it near, close? Which one? Now we know. How about this one? That was the last time. Sorry. That was the last time I ate turkey. Once again, we're using the demonstrative, but we're asking of it to talk about time. Now, is the time past or present? Oh, you little cheeky, cheeky monkey. Some of you went, oh, that's a past word, so I know. And I go, yeah, that's a hint. It's in the past. That was the last time, right? So you can look at other surrounding words to help you, but this in itself would tell you past, and this was give you a little bit more information. So for those of you guys who got that, good on you. Your grammar skills are strong. Grammar is strong with that one. How about this one? These are very nice. Are we talking about one thing or two things? I on purpose didn't put a noun behind it because I don't want to keep doing adjective form, but I wanted you to actually think about this word and think about these two letters specifically that I tried to give you a hint with. These are very nice. Is that singular or plural? Plural meaning more than one, singular meaning one. Remember? This was for something extra, meaning more than one. So it's going to be plural. And before you think I forgot, this was in the past. All right? See, I did that before. It was in the past. Whatever. How about those people need to go to the hospital? Those people need to go to the hospital. Is that a pronoun or is this the adjective form? Remember what I said in the bonus section. Okay? So remember the bonus section? I gave you two. Right? So those people need to go to the hospital. Is it an adjective or a pronoun? Well, we're describing the people and we're given two pieces of information. Do you know what the information is? Okay, number one, something extra. There's more than one person, but you could tell that because I said people. And the other thing is those people aren't close to me. I'm pointing to them. I go, those people need to go, not these people. So you get two pieces of information. There is a group of them and they are not close to me. This is the power of understanding demonstratives, especially the pronoun form or the adjective form. Aren't you glad you took this lesson? All right, now our last one, okay? This time I want to go first. Is that past or present? This time I want to go first. That's right. This time I want to go first is present, okay? And now you finish this test. If you got 6 out of 6, congratulations. You've mastered demonstratives. You should go on to, let me see, what else do I have? Adverbs, yes. We have adverbs, interrogative adverbs. You could do that lesson next, yeah. Just look into it. But before you do that, I want you to join our little group and I would like you to do some homework. So in the comments, I want you to write a sentence. And in this sentence, I want you to either do one that is going to demonstrate whether it's a pronoun or an adjective, if we're talking about past or present, if we're talking about distance or numbers. And depending on how many thumbs up you get, if you're on YouTube, you're going to get 1,000 points. Let's see who gets the biggest amount of points and participate. Because by looking at other people's sentences, you can learn if they make a mistake, you can help them to fix it, or you can learn and find out, oh, I didn't think I learned this as well as I did, so maybe I should watch it again. Or I go message them to talk to them about how they got it right. Anyway, look, it's always brilliant teaching you. I got to go. So I'm going to ask you to go to ingvid.com to see this video, or you're already seeing this video. You can watch the interrogatives that I was talking about. Go watch that or other videos that might be there and other fantastic teachers. Anyway, have a good one. Don't forget to subscribe and see you soon.